Ibn Ezra asks, why is it that Hashem opens up the Aseres HaDibros with Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hotzeisicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim? Why is it that the focal point is that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, but the whole goal of that very first Dibra is to communicate the mitzvah of Emunah? That's where we learn it from. That serves as the basis for the mitzvah to believe in Hashem. That's the first time Hashem reveals Himself to the Jewish people. Why not choose a much more compelling reason to believe in Hashem, that He created the world? I'm Hashem who created the world. I'm the beginning of everything and the end of everything. Why so narrowly focus on the specific occurrence of Yetzias Mitzrayim? So we explained that the goal was to make it something tangible, something that the Jewish people could put their finger on, something that they could say based on their own experiences, the Amunah derived from something that they encountered and something that they lived through on their own. That in a certain way is also more compelling and powerful basis for their Amunah. So I came across a discussion in, there's a sefer called Ber Yosef. It's a Haggadah, and it's based on the drushos of Rav Yosef Salant, who was a Magid in Yerushalayim about 100 years ago. And he says something fascinating, also based on Ibn Ezra. Give me a couple minutes, we'll reveal maybe a new depth to what we just reviewed. The question is as follows. Moshe Rabbeinu is discussing with Hashem who is going to be the leader, who's going to be the person to take the Matter of Mitzrayim. So he says, Mi Anochi, who am I? Right? So, at face value, the Pashup Shad is that Moshe Rabbeinu is the great, the humble one of me called Adam. So, Mi Anochi, who am I? It's not my place. I'm not the right guy for the job. Find someone else. Find my brother Aaron. He's older than me. He's more qualified. That's a simple explanation. But it's more than that. Mi Anochi has very specific significance on two counts. Number one, initially, when the whole concept of going through the slavery in Mitzrayim is introduced to the Jewish people, the Bris Ben Abisarim speaking to Avram Avinu, Hashem says, your children are going to be in Golus, and afterwards, I'm going to take them out. V'agoy asher yavodu don anochi. The nation for whom they will serve as slaves, don anochi, I will judge them. Not only that, but when the Jewish people actually begin their descent, Yaakov Avinu is taken down after Yosef reveals himself to the brothers. So the night before, Yaakov Avinu crosses the border, Hashem comes to him in a dream, and he says, don't worry, don't be afraid that your children are going into Golus. Rather, what does Hashem say to Yaakov? Anochi ered imcha Mitzrayim v'anochi elcha gam alo. I am going down with you, and I will bring you back up. So on those two junctures, number one, when the concept of the slavery is introduced at the Bris Ben Hasarim, and number two, when they actually go down to Mitzrayim, at each of those junctures, Hashem uses the term Anochi. I'm going to be the one going down with you. I'm going to be the one who takes you out. I'm going to be the one who brings the retribution on the Jewish people. Don Anochi. So Moshe Rabbeinu very naturally says to Hashem, Mi Anochi. How can I be the one? How can I be the one, a simple human being, to carry out the prophecies that you communicated to the Jewish people with that self-reference of Anochi? So it's not just by chance. So Hashem says, don't worry, I got your back. It is indeed going to be the Rabbono Shel Olam who makes it happen. You're going to be the messenger. And after all, as the Pasuk says, as much as Moshe and Aaron did with all the back and forth with the Jewish, with Paro, what does the Pasuk say? The Pasuk says, Moshe Aaron also is called Mofsim Ha'elilth Neparo. Moshe and Aaron brought all the miracles and the makos, and nevertheless, Paro's heart was hardened. And Hashem did not let Paro release the Jewish people based on all of Moshe and Aaron's involvement. Rather, it was only Anivlo Malach, Anivlo Shleach. That was the final blow. That was the straw that broke the camel's back. Only Hashem's direct involvement, the Anochi, was indeed what freed the Jewish people. So everything played itself out exactly as Hashem told Moshe, don't worry, you're the messenger. It will in fact be a fulfillment of the prophecy that I said to Yaakov, that I said to Aram, it's going to be Anochi. When all said and done, that bottom line, the final blow will be from the one and only Hashem, Anochi. So now fast forward to the real final stage of leaving Mitzrayim, Yam Suf, right? So you have 600,000 people standing by the water. They're overlooking the great depths through the waves. They don't know what to do. They can't go further. They can't go forward. They look behind them. Approaching them is Paro, Sheish Meos Recha Bachor. Sounds pretty intimidating, right? Unless you do the math. Sheish Meos Recha Bachor. Okay. You know, if it was Sheish Meos Jews, okay, against Sheish Meos Recha Bachor, that would be a little scary. But it was 600,000 Jews. And that, maybe that was just the men. They had a huge army. That was the Jews. There was another, perhaps 1.2 million Arab people who had decided to join the Jewish people. They had a huge population. And the Ben Ezra asked right there, why didn't they fight back? Why did Hashem not let them fight back? So he goes on to say, well, they had the slave mentality. How could they, you know, turn around and try to attack the people who enslaved them? They were so entrenched. But you know what? Jewish people were not afraid to fight. Right after Yom Suf, literally, almost the next episode is when Amalek attacks. And the Jews have no problem with a much smaller force defeating Amalek. So what was the reason why they had to stop? And the only way out was Kriyas Yom Suf. So explains the Bar Yosef, that's exactly the point. It's exactly the point. Doing the math, the Jewish people could have wiped the Egyptians, wiped the floor of them. That would be it. But it was this emphasis. Hashem wanted the conclusion of the Geula to take place, one more final stage, as the Anochi, from one source, from one final blow that would be unequivocally and clearly, apparently, and evidently from the Ribbono Shel Olam. The only way to do that is to nature-defying, just totally blow the whole thing, into the water. But to make a display of Hashgacha Pratis, of divine providence, that was unmistakably Hashem and only Hashem. If they would fight back, they'd be missing that last piece of Hashem being the one to make the Geula happen. With all that, come back to our original question, makes a lot of sense. Why is the Anochi, Hashem Elokecha Asher Tzeisicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim, that Anochi is extraordinarily deliberate, making the point that we started with. That when you finish the whole process of the Geula and you get to Har Sinai and Hashem finally reveals Himself, it's the Anochi, Anochi, the Dan Anochi, the Anochi Ered, Anochi Elo Gamal. It was every step of the way. It was unequivocally evident that it was Hashem's direct involvement. And to be able to deny an Amunah that comes from such a clear and present display, impossible. And that's precisely what Hashem had in mind by making the basis for our Amunah Anochi, the Yetzias Mitzrayim, not the creation of the world, because it was not just something that they experienced and was palpable for them. It was also done in a way that you couldn't mistake Moshe or Aaron or anyone else for having a hand in it, because the final blow at each stage was always the Anochi, down to the very last drop of water in the Yam Suf that split. It was all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu.